And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist Orhan Pamuk, born in Istanbul, 1952. Has lived his entire life in Istanbul, apart from 3 years in New York City. In 2005, he gave an interview in which he referred to the Armenian genocide and the mass killing of tens of thousands of Kurds, for which criminal charges were filed against him. There was an international outcry. Many noted authors spoke out in his defense. The charges were dropped the following year. Orhan Pamuk, the most recent book is The Silent House. It's the birthday of Louise Erdrich, born in Little Falls, Minnesota, 1954. Grew up in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Mother was French Ojibwe. Her father was German-American. She was the oldest of seven children. She went off to Dartmouth College. She was part of the first class to admit women there. Louise Erdrich said, "I was in college, and I had failed at everything else. I kept journals and diaries when I was a kid, and I started writing when I was 19 or 20. After college, I decided that that's absolutely what I wanted to do. Part of it was that I did not prepare myself for anything else in life." She went back to North Dakota. She worked as a resident poet in the schools, driving all over the state in her old pickup truck. And she started writing a book. She was living in Fargo, a tiny apartment above a flower shop. She said, "It was heaven to have my own quiet, beautiful office with a great window, a view that carried to the outskirts of Fargo." She published her first short story, Saint Marie, got a letter from Philip Roth, who said he liked it. She was inspired to keep writing, and she wrote the book. Love Medicine came out in 1984. Other novels included The Beet Queen, The Master Butcher's Singing Club, The Plague of Doves, The Roundhouse. It's the birthday of the novelist Harry Cruse, born in Bacon County, Georgia, 1935, grew up in what he called the Ricketts and Hookworm Belt of South Georgia. Family was sharecroppers. Enlisted in the Marines in the Korean War, went to college on the GI Bill. His first novel, The Gospel Singer, came out in 1968, and later came a memoir, A Childhood, The Biography of a Place. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Bowen, born Dublin, 1899, who said, "I'm sure that in 9 out of 10 cases, the original wish to write is the wish to make oneself felt. It's a sign, I suppose, of life's decreasing livableness as life, that people should feel it possible to make themselves felt in so few other ways." Here's a poem by Mae Sarton. A parrot. My parrot is emerald green, his tail feathers marine. He bears an orange half moon over his ivory beak. He must be believed to be seen, this bird from a Rousseau wood. When the urge is on him to speak, he becomes too true to be good. He uses his beak like a hook to lift himself up with or break open a sunflower seed, and his eye in a bold white ring has a lapidary look. What a most astonishing bird, whose voice, when he chooses to sing, must be believed to be heard. A parrot. A poem by Mae Sarton from her collected poems published by Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.